Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much. Jeremy, thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Look, right now it's just you and me, and I want to talk about Black Friday. Today is Black Friday. Now, why do you? I don't know who coined that term. I probably should know, but I don't know. But it's an appropriate term, and I'm probably going to say something in a minute in a few seconds that you're probably going to be surprised about. You might be surprised to hear me say this. But I don't think Black Friday is a good thing. I don't think Black Friday is a great American institution. I think it's actually unfortunate because it's all about manipulation. And I don't think manipulation is going to work much longer. Manipulation is not going to work very much farther into the 21st century because you and I don't have to be manipulated. We don't have to fight the crowds. We don't have to get up at midnight or even earlier. I mean, heck, if you're gonna take it to, you know, it's like the company, the retailers, one wants to get a jump on the other one and open earlier than the other one. Eventually, you just don't close up, right? You just stay open. Or, you know, I can remember when I worked for Sears many, many, many years ago, actually decades ago. They kept putting Christmas stuff out earlier and earlier every year. They started playing Christmas music on the intercom or the system, the PA system, earlier and earlier. They finally got to where they were putting Christmas out by the day after Halloween, all November, all December. It was all Christmas, right? But you know what? After a while, it's useless. I mean, it's like, I remember when a phone book came out, when one of the phone books came out, and they decided that every listing was going to be bold. You know, the original phone book charged you if you had a business and you wanted to have a bold listing in the phone book, they would charge you for that bold listing. If you wanted it bold, you had to pay extra. So the competing phone book came out, and they said, we're going to be more competitive than the other guys. We're going to make everybody's phone listing bold, and we're not going to charge you for it. Well, let me tell you what they didn't understand. If everything's bold, nothing is bold. If everybody opens early, if everybody opens at midnight, then what advantage do you have? And are you, what if, and then if you go to 11 o'clock and 10 o'clock the night before, and if you, what if you never close? After a while, there's nothing special about any of it. And so I know that small business owners aren't really part of Black Friday. Small business owners aren't fighting. These are all the big box companies doing this. Walmart and all the others, they're the ones that are driving Black Friday. And you know why they're driving Black Friday? Because of Wall Street. Wall Street is demanding more performance out of the retailers. They want a better number on the next quarterly conference call, and they want to drive the, you know, they want the stock to go up, right? That's what it, this is all about, the quarterly report, the quarterly conference call that the Wall Street analysts demand of the CEOs, of the leadership of these publicly traded companies. That's what this is all about. That's what Black Friday is all about. That's what, you know, this making the sales open available just this weekend and opening up earlier and all that. That's what it's all about. It's not about you, and it is all about manipulation. It's about trying to drive you to behave in a certain way. Well, this is the second decade of the 21st century. You and I have other options. We don't have to get up at midnight to get what we want. We can go online and find those items. We can go, we can buy them online. We can, you know, there are a lot of different ways that we can get what we want. Okay, I guess there are people who love shopping that much. Maybe I'm a guy, maybe I'm not the right guy to ask about this. But maybe they love shopping so much, they just love the energy, the frenzy, the fighting, the excitement. Maybe it's exciting for them. I don't get that. I don't understand that. But here's what I know. The day will come in your lifetime when Black Friday will, we won't have Black Friday. The day will come when customers really will have complete control of the marketplace. And they'll tell you, customers will tell you when they want you to open. Business owners, big box companies, customers will tell you when they'll make themselves available to you, not the other way around. They will customer, and it's happening right now. This is happening right now. The access to other purchasing options besides going down and standing in line and fighting crowds and parking up half a mile away from the front door, all that, those days are coming to, those, customers have other options. Ladies, how many of you right now have forsaken a former addiction to Black Friday because you've already been done a lot of your shopping? You know, and you realize that, okay, maybe there is another deal, another special that you could have, that you could have taken advantage of today. Maybe that would have saved you a little money, but when contrasted against your time and the expense of going there and all that, and the fact that by having these other options, you actually get your day back. You don't have to spend this day shopping, fighting the crowds, because you have other options. And this is the thing, this is where Wall Street is going to be very disappointed over the next few years. When Wall Street, as they continue to lose the ability to manipulate customers, they're going to have to restructure themselves. The relationship between Wall Street and these publicly traded companies are going to have to straight change the relationship that they have with each other, because you and I as customers will in mass refuse to be manipulated. Many of us are already there. I am there. Many of you are too. And small business owners, you don't play that game, do you? You open when you open. And that's what we like about you. We can count on you. You're consistent. Black Friday, I predict the end of Black Friday not too far in the future. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.